Welcome to the In Charge Interview of the Week. I'm Alex Cromarty, and our broadcast is made possible by Military Money Magazine. Military Money. Home. Life. Success. We recently had the opportunity to speak with John Gannon. John is president of the FINRA Investor Education Foundation, which is the largest foundation in the U.S. dedicated to investor education. Its mission is to provide investors with high-quality, easily accessible information and tools to better understand the markets and the basic principles of saving and investing. How you doing today, John?
Good.
Excellent. John, the FINRA Investor Education Foundation launched a program in 2006 to educate troops and their families about different aspects of money management. What are the key elements of this program?
We have several elements to our program. Our goal in developing the various elements of our program was, first of all, to strengthen the reach of quality financial education programs and materials that already existed, increase the awareness of resources that were out there for military families to deal with financial issues, and really to empower the military community to take control of their financial futures. We developed a website, saveandinvest.org, that linked to many of the resources that are available for the military. We hold investor forums around the world on military bases so that individuals can learn about the various financial issues that they may be confronting, from predatory lending to retirement savings. We've provided training to personal financial managers, which are the financial counselors on most military bases that provide day-to-day counseling to military members on a variety of issues. We've provided a fellowship to military spouses to get them information so that they can go out and provide more information to other military families. And those are just some of our programs.
Very good. Why is the foundation specifically targeting the military? Is there a particular need for financial education in this community?
Well, we originally got involved in providing financial education for the military because of an enforcement action that FINRA brought against a brokerage firm. And as a result of that, we received funds to create our military financial education program. Since then, we've learned that there's, you know, several financial issues that confront the military, from predatory lending to retirement savings. And these issues, you know, are difficult for the military to deal with, especially currently when many military members are deployed in Iraq or Afghanistan. These issues can confront them with a number of problems which can decrease their operational readiness and decrease their retention staying in the service. And so we're really trying to develop a program that addresses these issues and make sure that they are prepared to protect us. And so we really hope to be able to protect them. And that's really the focus of our program.
Very good. What do you hear are the greatest issues or challenges for our troops when it comes to their finances?
Well, in developing this program, we identified two real critical issues that we thought that we could address to this program. The first one is one that the military has been addressing recently, which is predatory lending, which usually takes the form of payday loans or car title loans, which are typically very high interest or high expense loans that are targeted at the military. Well, the military has done a great job of putting into place legislation that caps the interest rates on some types of these loans. What we thought we could do is provide education and resources to allow the military to access more traditional types of financing so they could pay a lot less on interest rates. The other issue that we found that was confronting the military was inadequate savings for retirement. All members of the military, as well as civilian federal employees, get to participate in the government's version of an employer-sponsored retirement plan called the Thrift Savings Plan. Well, the civilian sector of the federal government contributes or participates at a fairly high level. For most federal employees, it's at 80% or more. In the military, participation is, in most of the services, only about at 25%.
Wow.
Which is really low. And so we're trying to provide resources to the military to increase participation in the Thrift Savings Plan, because it's really, for many people in the military, is their only form of retirement savings, unless they stay in the military for 20 years and attain their pension that they will get at that point. It's really important for them to save, and you know, there's probably no better way to save than through the Thrift Savings Plan.
John, you mentioned tools and resources. What kind of tools and resources has the FINRA Foundation developed to help military families?
Well, I mean, Most of our tools and resources are on saveandinvest.org, which is our website, where we provide a lot of information and resources to military families. But one tool that I'd really like to highlight is BrightScore, which is a tool that was developed by the In Charge Foundation and that we've helped roll out to the military. Over 42,000 service members have used this tool since we launched it in November of 2007. And it helps people understand their credit scores, develop an action plan to increase their credit scores if their credit scores are low, gives them access to a credit counselor if they have questions about their credit report or their credit score. And this has really been beneficial to people with low credit scores. We've seen people who've had credit scores of 620 or below increase their scores on average of 35 points after using BrightScore.
Wow.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Yeah, that is terrific. The foundation recently developed and launched an online game, Moneytopia. Can you tell me a bit about the game and what kind of response you've seen so far?
We developed Moneytopia because, as you probably know, the services use computer gaming or online gaming in training already. And the military is a very young audience, typically 35%. And 60% are under the age of 35. And, you know, not only do they use gaming and training, but many of them use it as part of their downtime.
Sure.
And so we thought, you know, we wanted to develop a format other than a brochure or an event that people had to go to really try to engage people who might not use those types of formats to learn about finances. And so that's what we tried to tackle with on Moneytopia, which is a game that basically takes you through life and dealing with the many financial issues that come up from through life, through having a family, getting married, buying a car, buying a house, dealing with debt, budgeting. And so you go through life learning about these different financial issues, and we've had a great response since we launched the game recently.
John, earlier in the interview, you mentioned the Spouse Fellowship Program. Tell us more about this. How are the spouses who've graduated from the program using their financial counselor accreditation?
This program really fills a need on two fronts. It provides more trained financial counselors who understand and can help the unique needs of military families, but it also helps military spouses foster their careers and marketability. And that's really important in light of the troubling financial times
Sure.
right now. And so many of the graduates of our program have seen opportunities either in the military being a financial counselor or with banks or federal credit unions that serve the military. Just to give you an example, we had one accredited military spouse from our first class of fellows who, based on her program experience, was able to get a job with the Fleet and Family Support Centers in Hampton Roads, Virginia, where, you know, she became a financial educator helping other military families with some of the financial problems that she learned about.
Very good. What can military families do to prepare financially for deployments or other moves?
Well, you know, when military families face the issue of deployment and duty station changes, you know, they're often focused on non-financial issues, but sometimes it's very important to confront financial issues. And we provide a comprehensive publication called Money and Mobility, which deals with many of the financial issues around deployment and duty station changes. And I encourage anybody to go to our website and take a look at it. It's a very good publication that goes through everything from checklists of things that you need to consider when considering a deployment or duty station changes, to steps you can take to make sure that your finances are protected and accessible. For example, you know, just making you think about simple things about all of a sudden your spouse may need childcare when they didn't need it before the deployment. Making sure your spouse has access to your checkbook. I mean, you'd hate to wake up one day in Iraq and have your spouse needing your checkbook and you have it in your back pocket.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can be simple things like that, but we provide a real comprehensive guide that takes people through all the types of issues that they're going to confront when getting deployed.
What address can listeners go to find?
Well, the best page for people to go to for anything that I talked about is saveandinvest.org. You know, if they go to that homepage, they'll be able to see Moneytopia and be able to play that game. They'll be able to learn about BrightScore. And they'll be able to get information on money mobility.
Well, John, I do appreciate you taking time out of your day to join us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Getting plenty of financial advice but not enough facts? Nowadays, it can be hard to find information you can really trust. SaveAndInvest.org can help. It's an unbiased resource for military personnel offering straight-talking information and tools to help you manage your money with confidence. And the best part? It's free, because it was created by a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people better understand saving and investing. So check out SaveAndInvest.org today. That's SaveAndInvest.org. We'll continue to bring you updates and information so that you can continue to make smarter financial decisions every day. This edition of the In Charge Interview of the Week was made possible by Military Money Magazine, online at militarymoney.com. This program is a production of In Charge Radio, part of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all consumers is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Military Money Magazine worldwide possible. To lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@incharge.org. I'm Alex Cromarty, and from everyone here at In Charge Radio, thanks for listening.